You are now listening to Nights with the
Nightens.
Already. Let's go and get into it.
Hello, hello, hello there. Long time no, I guess, here. This is Nights with the Nightens. This is Crando Commando.
And this is Chelio McBellio, a.k.a. Chelsea Nighten.
And we have a special guest, a very dear friend of ours, Miss...
Hey guys, it's Amara.
What? Did y'all hear that? I just want to tell everybody listening, Amara Uzoma Uzo is here.
Visiting right.
All the way from Galveston, Texas. She came out to the city to see us, and we have been having a blast.
It's literally a blast. It's been so great.
It's been so much fun. So what's up, y'all? I mean, it's been a long time. I guess we catch up on August. How everything's been going and what we've been up to. So I guess talk about what tomorrow. So we've been in town. How'd you enjoy the time in New York?
Yo, it was so good. You guys are the best hosts ever.
Thank you.
Literally.
Thank you so much. All right,
including y'all, Biscuit.
Including Biscuit.
Biscuit's in the house.
Biscuit's our dog.
Bisco, baby.
Yeah, man, it's been such a pleasure. We're actually exhausted. We have had a super, super long day, man. And we just got back from going on the Staten Island Ferry,
yeah,
which I love. If you're in the city and you're looking for something romantic to do that's free, take the Staten Island Ferry late at night. It runs 24 hours, and it's beautiful, man. You see the city, all the lights, Statue of Liberty. It's beautiful.
Yeah, right on. Yeah, it's very nice. It's a good way just to chill, kick back after a long day. But man, we've been going a lot lately. We've been traveling all over the city.
It's been really great. And I think the one thing that made us so great is just first of all, we love Amara. We've known Amara for years, and having her here was just so much fun. It was such a pleasure. And then not just that, but one of my dear friends from college, Texas Southern, TSU, stand up. But anyway, one of my friends from college was here.
No.
No.
I
mean, like other people stand up.
Wait a minute.
But one of my dear friends from college came in town, and she's staying with one of her friends and also her brother. And it's crazy because we all met up last night outside of this jazz club, and I hadn't seen everybody. I mean, I hadn't seen TJ in a while, so we met up, and our chemistry just from the start was just really great. So we were just like, man, it's nothing like getting together with other people.
Yeah, for sure, man. I really had a good time, too. It was just really enjoyable to kick it back with friends, and I don't know, man. I want to hear what's up, Amara. You know, we'll get into what we've been up to because we've been off the air for a minute.
And
too long. We didn't even know people like listen to us until people were like, "Yo, when the next podcast?" We're like, "Ah, we got to get back to it." But we've just been busy, like really. Mm-hmm. And like you come out here, you start seeing just how busy you can really be in New York.
Yeah.
There's so much going on, man. It's a really busy city. It's a lot of fun. So yeah, man. So what's up, Amara? Let the people hear your voice.
Yeah, so just to piggyback off what Chelsea was saying, it's so dope to meet up with people and like just have this instant connection, instant chemistry. And it doesn't work the same with everybody.
Right on.
But I met Tej and Tyreek. I don't know if we're going to blur out their names. Have permission? Do we have permission?
They cool.
It's unedited, so it's all good. It's
But we met up for the first time yesterday, and we had drinks. Like, we finished out the night with drinks, and like before we left, she was like, "Okay, Amara, so we'll meet up tomorrow at 6 or whatever time we're supposed to meet up." And I was like, "Yeah, this is dope." And I was telling Chelsea and Crandon that I had met some people in the elevator who I'd met like twice during my trip here and wanted to go out with them, but they were so standoffish. So meeting Tej and meeting Tyreek and having like this just very effortless connection was very refreshing. And we had such a blast today. We've been friends for like years.
It was.
Yeah.
I felt like it was just like, I'm out with my squad.
Exactly. Yeah. I feel like I've known them so long. We laughed so hard, y'all. Like,
we did.
For like 5 hours straight, we've been laughing.
Just like crazy, silly stuff.
Yeah, it's just ridiculous things. But it was just so fun.
What was one of your highlights of the trip? Just one. Yeah, I know you got many, but just
so many. I don't like. I'm not good with favorites. Y'all know this.
That's why I don't know. I'm not, like, don't say. Mara's
not good with favorites.
Not a favorite. But which one?
So I will say Saturday night was excellent. The New Yorican Cafe. So part of the reason, Crandon,
red, violets are blue. You know what it is. You know what it do. All day, all day.
We went to a poetry club, guys. It was amazing.
It was amazing. But part of the reason why Crandon and Chelsea are excellent hosts is like they remember little like minute details. So I came in. Chelsea picked me up from the airport, and we went ate and met up with Crandon. Crandon's friend and Chelsea at the New Yorican. And I love poetry, y'all. Like, I've been looking, listening to, like, YouTube poets, poets via YouTube performing at the New Yorican for, like, 7, 8, almost 10 years now. Mm-hmm. And, like, to be there live, it was just, it was phenomenal. Yeah. And they did not disappoint. Every single one of them was excellent. So I'll say, like, that was one of my major highlights. And then Sunday was excellent. We started off the day at Red Rooster. If you're in Harlem, please hit it up. It's so good. So good. It's so good. And today's
Wednesday.
Today's Wednesday morning, yo. Whoa. Oh my goodness. But I think yesterday was excellent as well. Every single day has had its highlight.
Yeah.
Honestly. And no matter what you do, it's really the people you do it with. Mm-hmm. So you could could really just be in a, like, Podunk, Texas, and just have a great time just because you're with the right people.
That is so that's true.
Real.
Yeah. I completely agree with you.
So let me pose a question. So I guess you just answered it in some sort of way. So I guess it's not so much... I guess at some point, you still got to have a good environment.
Like, yeah, that's true.
You're going to play... Black Car Revolt so many times. You know what I mean?
Shout out to Black Car Revolt. We just bought it. We cannot wait to play it at a group event.
That should be fun.
We got Cars Against Humanity, Black Car Revolt. We got Pit. Y'all always got the dominoes on deck. You got cards.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how to play spade. I will put that out there. So somebody needs to teach me.
I can't either.
Oh my gosh. I have a confession. I don't know how to play spades either.
Oh my goodness. So they can't take all our black cards.
Three black people who don't know how to play spades.
They took three black cards were revoked just now.
Oh my gosh. Wow.
So yeah, you know, it's good to have friends around and also a place to go. My biggest thing now lately is like, I really want to go travel with some of my friends. Like, I got a fellas trip planned to go out to Vegas. Looking forward to it, but I really want to go over to, like, out of the country. Like, just go backpacking somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
You know, more like I won't backpack because I'm kind of, like, not really with the walking thing a lot. I want
to
go sightseeing somewhere, like, you know what I'm saying, with a tour.
With a VIA.
If I get a VIA, they're laughing at me because, every time we was out this whole week, I was like, all right, the car's around the corner. We're going to go take a brisk walk around the city. I'm like, yeah, the car's right down the street. So
it's not about that walking to the subway line, walking from here to there.
Exactly.
He was not about that life at all.
Yeah, man. So that's cool, man. But yeah, so me and Chelsea been busy, man. We just been busy with work. She had a big test coming up.
I had a big test. I finished that. And on Friday, thank you. And on Friday, guys, I'm happy to say I will be halfway done with residency when I get off work on Friday. Two more years left. So I'm very happy about that. So this week has just been so fun for me. Celebration, just kind of like excited about it. So, but yeah, man, that's basically the moral of the thing. We really enjoyed hanging out with just good people. Mm-hmm. And there's nothing more refreshing and more just satisfying than just hanging out with people who are just like-minded.
Yeah.
And it was a great time.
Yeah.
That is true.
Yeah.
That is true, man.
That's great.
That's true. I hope y'all went and saw Wonder Woman because that movie was really good.
Mm-hmm.
Just catching up on recent events. Like,
oh, and Get Out. We're super late, but yeah.
Bro, that's how long this business you
the
podcast.
That's how long. Oh my
goodness.
First of all, we're going to do a separate podcast on Get Out.
Please do.
I know that it's months later, but I feel like a class could be taught on
Get
Out.
And get your token white friend.
Yes.
We got to find somebody. We got to see that.
Wonder Woman was good.
Yeah.
There's this really great business called... oh man, I forgot it. It's losing me. But I just got a Wonder Woman shirt from them. It was really, really cool.
Oh yeah. I'm just talking about.
I'll shout out their business, but it's a black owned company and they make superhero tees.
Mm.
And if you type in that, then that should be good.
Oh yeah, for sure. I think it's a lot of good. Oh, it's funny. You're talking about black owned businesses. We had a discussion that being being pro-black is expensive.
Yeah, that is true.
It's true. I guess it's not a lot of them. I guess, mm-hmm. Can I say that? Is that a valid thing? Or is that a,
I wouldn't say there aren't a lot. I would say that...
Sometimes it's hard to find. You have to look.
You have to look. Or is it that a lot of them don't like to be known as black? Well, anyway, if they are, like, a lot of times, it costs a little bit more, but I guess you got to kind of offset, you know, the price to get out of there.
Correct. It's hard. Yeah. It's hard to start off a business, and you're trying to cover overhead costs. You don't have the connections that other ethnicities may have to lower your prices. So it's hard. It's hard being a black-owned business and trying to start off, because a lot of people who would patronize you are black and mm-hmm. don't always have the money. So,
yeah.
But, I mean, the more we support, the better it is, the more businesses that can start up. So,
yeah.
Shout out to all the entrepreneurs out there.
Yeah.
Shout out to all of them. Well, this is a short one, but we just felt like we had to do something, and we said, well, why not bring a special guest on board when we do a return to Nights with the Nightins?
Yes.
So it truly has been Nights with the Nightins. Oh, my goodness. It's been so great.
Already. Well, y'all.
Well, thanks for listening, guys. We'll be back soon.
Peace.
Bye.
Bye.
Good night. Please edit that out. Good night in the morning.
All right, y'all. Peace.